Greetings from somewhere south of London. I'm your hostess, Fiorella Nash, sometimes known by my nom de plume, Fiorella De Maria. I'm a writer of history, mystery, and crime fiction, but most importantly, I'm an incorrigible bibliophile. I'm back all the way from Misty Albion, bringing you the all-new Fiorella Files, in which I discuss books classic and contemporary, or just books I've read and to which I've taken a bit of a fancy. There will be yet more books that you should read, just might enjoy reading, and really don't want to touch with the proverbial 11-foot barge pole. I can't promise it'll happen very often, but every so often I hope to coax my children into coming onto the show to talk about the books they are enjoying reading and that are suitable for younger readers. I have a gem of a book to share with you today. Just sometimes you see a book and think, this is my kind of book. This is the sort of book that had me personally as the intended reader. I fall within that marketing bracket so completely. And that is a book about the Queen of Crime herself, Agatha Christie. It is in fact called The Mysterious Case of Agatha Christie. What better intro could you want? The Mysterious Case of Agatha Christie by Maureen Corrigan. I should say straight away, this is in fact a series of lectures rather than a series of essays or a biography or anything of that case. It was intended and performed as a series of lectures, and it reads like a series of lectures. In fact, it's probably best if you can to listen to the audible version because it was intended, it was made as an audible book. The story goes, the course goes, let's call it the course, because in fact it is referred to as the Great Courses and it was made exclusively for Audible, in fact, I'm noticing. It looks at every aspect of Agatha Christie's life and career. It looks at her rather unusual childhood, a happy childhood, but unorthodox, should we say. She was homeschooled and she was the youngest by quite a long way, so she was sort of an only child. Clearly had a very, very overactive imagination from a very young age. It looks at her career during the First World War, training as a pharmacist, which became extremely significant in terms of her writing because poison is used in a lot of her stories and she shows an incredible knowledge of, say, the working of strychnine and other poisons. I'm sure she was a perfectly good pharmacist, you understand. I don't imagine she accidentally or on purpose bumped anybody off. You look at her early career, you look at her heartbreaking first marriage, the very odd period in her life where she simply disappeared and there was a manhunt and thousands of volunteers going out combing the countryside trying to find Mrs. Christie. Her second marriage, the way she struggled to deal with fame. And there have been a lot of books written about Agatha Christie, a lot of essays written, a lot of lectures delivered. She's a very much talked about author because she is one of the most popular authors ever. Her books have sold more copies, I believe, than any other book apart from the Bible. Her books have been translated into many languages and she is synonymous. Her name is synonymous with crime. She has also had a huge influence on other crime writers. I know, for example, that my own murder mysteries owe a huge debt to Agatha Christie. She in many ways set the tone for crime writing for the whole of the 20th century and well into the 21st century. All sorts of conventions that we take for granted as readers and in some cases as writers of crime fiction. The denouement at the end of the story where everyone's gathered together and the Poirot character says, "It was you," and explains how they got to that conclusion. The limited number of suspects in an isolated location, the little village, the country house, the cruise ship. She really laid the foundations for all of that. The whole cosy village mystery really comes from Agatha Christie. Though in fact, as this lecture series points out, her books are by no means cosy. They're full of dark secrets and human dramas and dysfunctional families. Any story about murder is by definition not cosy, and yet she has become very much associated with the cosy mystery. Mostly, and this is examined in this book, mostly because of the settings, the little village, for example, though in fact some of her most famous murder mysteries don't take place anywhere near the English countryside, they happen in London. Poirot's stories, for example, in many cases happen in and around London. But also because of the detectives themselves that she creates, the elderly spinster Jane Marple sitting there with her knitting or her milky drink, observing everything,